I gotta keep my voice down. He's still napping. I know. He just looks so peaceful. I'm not going to wake him now. He had a bit of a rough night last night. He couldn't get comfortable, and then it was this whole thing with nightmares. Yeah, I know. No, it's not anything about him. It's me. I can't. I've grown too attached, and it's not going to work out. I get it. It's another failure on my part. But can you blame me? Don't laugh at me. You're going to stop calling me at this rate because every time you put someone in my care, I end up failing. Oh my God, you're the worst. You're going to make me laugh and I don't want to wake him up. I was hoping to avoid that until I know if it has been cleared or not. He gets a bit grumpy when you first wake him up. Do I need to fill out any paperwork to make it official? So, when he wakes up from his nap, you'll be seeing the both of us then. I'm sure he's going to be so excited to hear that he's been adopted. With the amount of love and attention he needs to feel somewhat safe, there is absolutely no way he would have thrived in the shelter. I think this was what was best for him, even if you knew that this was going to happen. Yeah, I'll wake him up now. Thank you so much, Claire. Yeah, I can do that. Alrighty then. I'll see you soon. Thank you again. Now that that's settled, let's go wake him up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Oh, you're awake. I thought this was going to be a lot more difficult. Come here, I want to put your leash on you. We have somewhere exciting that we're going. Do you want to take a guess? No, we aren't going to the park. Do you maybe want to try again? We can go to the store afterwards. I think my boy is going to be needing some toys, maybe a new fluffy bed, some treats, all the good stuff. It's okay if you don't know what we call for such an occasion. You're probably still groggy from having such a nice nap, aren't you? You seem a little off, baby boy. Are you feeling okay? You know you can tell me anything. I'm always going to be here for you. What's wrong, Blueberry? Oh, baby boy. Hey, it's okay. Come here. Oh, there's no reason to cry. Oh my goodness. It's all right. Take a deep breath. I've got you. I'm right here. You're okay. I've got you. You're not gonna go anywhere. Just a quick little forehead kiss. That wasn't too much, right? You're not alone, Blueberry. You're not anywhere dangerous. You're with me. You're safe. You're all right, Prince. I promise. Everything's going to be okay. Can you breathe with me? Inhale. One, 2, 3, and hold. Very good. Now exhale, 1, 2, 3. That was great. Do you think you can do it again with me? Yeah? All right. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, and hold it. Now breathe out, 1, 2, 3. Let's do it one final time, just for good luck. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3. And breathe out, 1, 2, 3. There you are. That's my boy. It's all right. I've got you. Can you talk? So what happened? I see. So you were eavesdropping on my phone call. Is that what I'm hearing? And let me take a guess. Because you only heard half of the conversation, you don't actually know what was happening. And instead of asking me, you were afraid that you were going to get into trouble for listening to something when you weren't supposed to. So instead, you decided to keep it in until you emotionally couldn't. But because the very nature of the conversation was about you being adopted, the second you saw me, you broke down. Is that right? Hey, it's okay. I'm not upset with you, Prince. Your emotions are valid. You can let them all out. Feel what you're feeling. Thank you for trusting me with them. You're doing a very good job. But the adoption won't be official until we get down to the shelter. The quicker we get down there, the quicker it becomes a reality. And then you get to enjoy your forever home. Isn't that exciting? It's everything we've been working towards. Oh, you don't have to cry. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with me. I just had to let Claire know that I failed. I'm the one that's adopting you. You're okay, Blueberry. You've done nothing wrong. Why are you looking at me like that? Did you think I was going to let someone else take you home forever? And be away from me? Absolutely not. You're all mine, baby boy. I went into this hoping to help out another pup since my last foster just found his home. I wasn't expecting a puppy that would make his mark on my heart in a way that I wouldn't be able to forget. So breathe for me, Prince. I promise. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with me. I love you too much to give you to someone else. What you were hearing, that was me admitting that you were a foster fail. That's not a bad thing. It means that I'm your forever home. You aren't leaving. You're staying right here with me. You're going to have to do a lot more to get rid of me. I've fallen so deeply in love with you, puppy, that I can't imagine my life without you in it. Everything came together to put you in my path. It was the right time, right place, right pup. I love you so much that I decided to adopt you and make you mine permanently. No more waking up and wondering when this is going to end. No more looking at people when we go on walks and wondering if they are going to be the one to adopt you. You know who you're going to be living with because it's me. I would not give you up even if they paid me to. I don't want any other pet but you. You fit so perfectly into my life. Not to mention you fit so perfectly against me. Slid into my life like a missing puzzle piece. Like you were always supposed to be here. Errands are actually fun. I have someone to come home to. You have made my life so much better simply by existing, by being yourself. Why would I want to get rid of the puppy that brings so much light and joy into my life? I would have to be stupid to do that, baby boy. You're staying right here with me. This is your forever home. Which makes me your forever owner. Is that okay with you? You don't know how happy that makes me. You're the best man in the world. And I'm so lucky that you're mine. You're not going back to the shelter. You're not going to some stranger's home. You're my pet for the rest of time. Seems someone is starting to feel better, isn't he? My prince just needed a bit of reassurance to feel better, didn't he? It's all right. That's why I'm here, to give you all the reassurance that you need, puppy. I live to please. Love seeing what noises I can drag out of you. Wrapping your arms around me to pull me closer. You end up pulling my body on top of yours, instantly dwarfing you. Not that I'm so much bigger or anything, just from this position, from this angle, you start to feel small, don't you? My thigh moving between your legs. My knee pressing firmly against your bulge. If I were to reach my hands down your pants, would I feel how hard you are for me, baby boy? Well, there is certainly a way to see if you're telling the truth. Letting out such a lovely sound as my hand makes itself lower, easily wrapping around your length. So hard for me, baby boy. Did you really think you could hide this from me? Oh, no reason to hide your face, Blueberry. I think it's cute how hard you get, unable to control how your body responds. You belong to me, don't ya? Love how it sounds whenever you say it. Don't think I could ever get tired of listening to you, baby boy. Could talk my ear off all day and I would still stare at you. Would even ask to listen to more. Could be rambling about a passion. Could be moaning and begging to come. Either way, I love whatever you have to say. Getting harder the more you taste me. Poor boy. Do you want my help? Do you want me to take care of you? Is it aching, baby boy? Should I touch you and get you off? That feels nice, doesn't it? I've got you, Blueberry. Just relax. I'm always going to take good care of you. Hopefully you'll start to realize that you're safe with me. That I love you. I'm always going to be here for you. Going to have to do quite a fair bit to get rid of me. Exposing your neck for easier access. Wanting to feel my plush lips against your neck. Love the sounds you make for me. Don't keep them to yourself. Let them out, Prince. No reason to hide how good my hand is making you feel. If anything, it only encourages me to keep going, to keep feeling you fall apart. My finger brushes over the tip, playing with the slit a bit, causing you to moan extra loud. Look so sexy like this, letting your walls down and enjoying yourself, enjoying the moment. It's so wonderful to see you no longer overthinking things. Your hips rock against me, urging me on. You want more, don't you? Can't help but moan as you feel my grip tighten, instantly bringing more pleasure. Was just trying to warm you up, tease you a little bit. You make the sluttiest noises. I can't help myself. Just love watching my baby boy feel good. It gets me so fucking wet to see you like this. Only getting started and already feeling so good. Keep your eyes on me, puppy. Don't look anywhere else. I'm where all your attention should be. My hand feels good as it strokes your cock. Just how you like it. Thrusting with the pace I set. Not going to ask for more than this because you know better. If you start to get greedy, you might not get to come. Not going to risk that. Not when you're starting to feel really nice. It's okay. You're doing a good job, baby boy. Keep it up. Chase your pleasure. You don't have it in yourself to control it. And I feel like spoiling you a bit today. You've had such a hard day. Waking up to a misunderstanding and being all confused and heartbroken. No more of that. You're safe. You're staying right here with me. You're getting to celebrate that this is where you're staying forever. You're my puppy, which means we need to celebrate it. I mean, how often are we going to get to honor your gotcha day? Listen to you, so excited to be mine. You sound amazing, Blueberry. Keep it up, let it all out. I can't get enough of you. How you feel against my hand as you thrust into it. Trying to generate more friction. Trying to bring yourself more pleasure. And the sounds you make are so delicious. Keep going. What a handsome puppy. Keep moving just like that, yes. You're my foster fail, and I have never been prouder to fail at something. It means I got the best thing in the world out of it. You. Wouldn't trade you for anyone else. The bestest puppy in the world. Begging for more as my hand keeps stroking you. I love you so much, my puppy prince. You have no idea what your sounds are doing to me. How every little squirm gets me that much wetter. Getting you off is my favorite thing in the world. There's nothing else I would rather be watching. Your moans are my favorite sounds. Your cock is my favorite toy. You're actually allowing yourself to be greedy and let go a bit with me, aren't you? Actually relaxed enough to enjoy yourself. Enjoy your pleasure. Get to want what you want, knowing that I'm going to take care of you. Give you exactly what you ask for. Your cock continues to throb as you fuck into my hands. The grip tightening once again. It feels so fucking good as you get closer. Keep your eyes on me, baby boy. Yeah, that's better. Lewd squelching continues to fill the air. And you feel yourself getting closer. It's all right. You're doing good, pup. I want you to feel good after all. You deserve this. Should be spoiled and doted on. You're so precious, Blueberry. I only have eyes for you. Only want to make you feel this good. I mean, just listen to you. How well I know your body. I know exactly where to touch to make you fall apart. I know every inch. Which parts are sensitive. Which parts make it harder for you to keep your focus. My lips warm against your skin as you get closer. I've got you, Prince. Just keep breathing for me. I know you're close, so keep your focus on me, baby boy. Just like that, yes. Oh, so close to the edge. Almost there. Just need a little more. It's okay. I know what you need. I'm always going to take care of you. Don't have to want for nothing when I'm here. You're safe now. You're okay. I've got you. I'll make you feel good. Going to make sure you come just like this. Maybe I'll let you lick it off. Taste yourself. Get to know the truth. Put on such a sweet little mask of pretending that you aren't enjoying it as much as you are. That way you can hold off on your orgasm, but quite frankly, we both know the truth. You can't get enough of my hands. You would be begging to come if you didn't know better. You don't think I'm going to leave my puppy prince hanging when he's so close, do you? Of course I'm not. Continuing to stroke your cock. My thumb swipes over the tip. Your moans turn needier. Practically whining at this rate because you don't trust your own voice. You're too close. You feel too good. All you know is that you want to come. My hand hasn't stopped. Continues to push you closer to the edge with every brush and sight. Trying so hard to keep attention, to hold off. You're so precious. You're waiting for permission. Want to prove what a good pet you can be and come when your owner tells you, don't you? What a good boy. Already so well trained. You're a natural sub. I'm not going to keep my prince waiting. Not when he's made me so proud. Let go, puppy. You've earned this. I want you to come all over my hands. Come on, you can do it. You deserve this blueberry. I love you, and I'm never letting you out of my sight. You're all mine, so come for me. Oh, yes. What a good boy. Let it all out. Oh, yes. That's exactly what I like to see. You took everything you were given so well. Yes, you did. I'm so proud of you, puppy. I bet you're feeling good, aren't you? That's good, Blueberry. I don't ever want you to hurt like that again. Even if it was a simple misunderstanding. If you overhear something or have an issue or just need some reassurance, I want you to come to me first, okay? It's not that I don't think you can handle these things yourself. It's that you don't have to. Not anymore. You're not some stray on the streets fending for yourself. You don't have to be tough and strong all the time. You don't have to be like that if you don't want to be. I know you're used to a certain tougher way of life, but things are different now. Things are better. You can just relax. Rest with the mental knowledge that you are in the arms of someone who adores you. I'm going to keep you safe. You have all of my heart, puppy. I couldn't think of anyone better than you to trust it with. While this started as a typical foster, you were supposed to be adopted out. But somewhere, somehow along the way, you crawled your way into my heart. I'm not going to let you go now. You mean too much to me. This morning, when I saw that someone was interested in you, that they had put in an application, it shattered my heart. It was at that moment I realized you didn't need to find a forever home. This is your forever home. You're meant to be mine. I wasn't going to let some stranger take away my puppy. Because this is where you were always meant to be. This is your home. I'm your person. You're warm and happy underneath me, enjoying your post-orgasm bliss, listening to me ramble about random things. Thank you for coming into my life, Blueberry. I would be completely lost without you. Now, I'm going to go put on a change of clothes and grab your leash. I don't want to keep Claire at the shelter waiting on us. So I'll be right back. Ugh. Don't miss me too much.